The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Five dead after Wichita shooting spree. We have the story.
One man shot and killed in a bar in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Two people are dead, two injured after a crash on the Kansas Turnpike south of Hayesville. Several vehicles were involved in the accident around 4 o'clock this morning near 87th Street South and I-35. The deceased were pinned in the wreckage for a time. A third person suffered serious injuries. A fourth suffered minor injuries. Northbound lanes still blocked. Northbound on the Kansas Turnpike at around 87th Street South.
Five people dead after a shooting spree in South Wichita late yesterday afternoon. At about 6 p.m., police got a call about a death in the 1700 block of South Santa Fe. They found a man dead, apparent gunshot wounds, inside a home. And after that, police did a follow-up on another home in the 1900 block of South Laura, finding three more people dead of apparent gunshot wounds. While canvassing the neighborhood, officers then found another man dead, apparent gunshot wounds, in another home on South Laura. By looking in a window, they discovered that. Police believe that all five victims did know each other and may have died by the same hand. Here's Police Chief Joseph Sullivan.
We believe that the investigation will determine that one of those victims was the shooter of all the other victims. But it's just too early on in the investigation for us to make a statement as to who we believe that is. But we have strong direction.
So police believe that one of those five victims was the shooter, and then that person committed suicide.
One man is dead after being shot multiple times at a bar in North Wichita early Sunday. Police say it happened just before 2 a.m. near the Tropics, a bar in the 2600 block of North Broadway. Officers found 34-year-old Zachary Miller of Wichita with gunshot wounds to his torso and his lower body. EMS administered life-saving measures, but Miller succumbed to his injuries. Preliminary investigations indicate that the disturbance broke out on the bar's patio, which led to the shooting. Police have not reported an arrest in that shooting.
A flurry of announcements late last night from President-elect Donald Trump.
President-elect Trump confirming to the New York Post Sunday that he's nominating New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to serve as his U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. He called her an incredibly strong, tough, and smart America First fighter. And there's a new border czar in town, the president-elect putting former ICE director Tom Homan in charge of the nation's borders. He says he'll be in charge of the deportation of migrants in the country illegally, something that was a key focus in Trump's election platform. He made the announcement on his social media site, Truth Social. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
President-elect Trump's plan for mass deportations of illegal immigrants could face logistical and legal hurdles.
The American Immigration Council, a nonpartisan advocacy group, estimates it will cost taxpayers more than $300 billion, giving Congress a role to play as some newly elected lawmakers appear ready to assist. The plan faces legal and logistical challenges, as governors in some Democrat-run sanctuary jurisdictions say they won't cooperate. Even before the new administration begins to undo Biden-era policies, a federal judge in Texas threw out a recent attempt to legalize illegal immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens. DHS telling Fox it is deeply disappointed, adding the plan is grounded in well-established legal authority.
Fox's Griff Jenkins reporting.
Classes canceled at Tuskegee University in Alabama after a shooting during homecoming.
Shots were fired outside one of the school's apartment complexes as homecoming week was winding down. An 18-year-old man was killed. Authorities say he was not a student. 16 others were injured, a dozen of them by gunfire. A suspect was taken into custody while leaving the scene of the campus shooting. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says 25-year-old Jaquez Myrick of Montgomery was carrying a handgun with with a machine gun conversion device. He faces a federal charge of possession of a machine gun, but is not accused of using that gun in the shooting. The FBI has joined the investigation. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right down to the final play of the game again for the Kansas City Chiefs. We have highlights you will not want to miss coming up in sports.
Honoring America's veterans today, that story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. New Israeli strikes killed dozens of people Sunday, including children in Lebanon and northern Gaza. The world is watching for signs of how the U.S. election might affect the war against Iranian-backed militant groups, Hamas and Hezbollah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has spoken three times with Donald Trump since Tuesday's election, and they see eye to eye regarding the Iranian threat and all of its components.
Will a change in the White House change the future of Ukraine in its war with Russia? Great Britain's ambassador to the United States weighs in.
Ambassador Karen Pierce said the UK has devoted billions in aid to Ukraine's fight against Russia. On CBS Face the Nation, she said it's her nation's hope that there will be conversations about the U.S. continuing its support as well.
We want a stable, secure, peaceful Euro-Atlantic area. And if Putin is allowed to succeed in Ukraine, that threatens all of us, including the U.S., and it certainly emboldens China. And I don't think anyone in the U.S. wants to see that.
Ambassador Pierce says British Prime Minister Keir Starmer spoke with President-elect Trump the day following his election victory. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Leaders and diplomats from around the globe are set to meet for climate talks.
The 2024 United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP29, kicks off this week in Baku, Azerbaijan, a Central Asian country that sits between Russia and Iran. Diplomats and heads of states and governments from nearly 200 nations are expected to attend to address rising global temperatures and extreme weather events. But this year, President Biden and leaders from Britain, France, Germany, China, and Brazil are not expected to attend. The gathering, which runs through the 22nd, also sparking questions about the U.S.'s future involvement, as President-elect Trump has promoted rolling back U.S. support for clean energy, electric cars, and regulations aimed at curbing emissions and pollution. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Today is Veterans Day, honoring the service of Americans' military members.
It was originally called Armistice Day, a day set aside to honor the veterans of World War I. The day falls on November 11th, which is the anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended the war. In 1954, the holiday's name was changed to Veterans Day in order to recognize veterans of all wars. The Veterans Day National Ceremony is held each year on November 11th at Arlington National Cemetery and includes a wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknowns. In addition to that event, other prominent ceremonies take place, including at the National World War II Memorial and Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., as well as local wreath-laying events, parades, and military displays. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We still have traffic really stopped there on the Kansas Turnpike northbound, and it's you're going to have to detour starting about Mulvane and get off onto U.S. 81 there, which is Broadway here in Wichita. Due to this traffic accident, the accident itself happened just south of Hayesville. And due to this, in that 47th Street South and Broadway area, right now is the heaviest traffic that we're seeing. Otherwise, Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing very light traffic out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. We had some beautiful weather over the weekend, huh? Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, the weekend not really starting off beautiful. You know, it was cold and rainy all day on Friday. But, yeah, then Saturday, you know, the clouds cleared out. We were back to sunshine. A little bit cool, but still pleasant. And then, of course, you know, the wrap-up to the weekend yesterday was just gorgeous in those pleasant conditions. Just going to carry over, spill over into the start of the new week for our Monday. So, therefore, not much weather-wise that we'll need to worry about today. Mainly sunny skies, 67 degrees for the high today, and winds are going to be light at 5 to 15 miles an hour. By tomorrow, here's when we'll start to introduce rain chances back into the forecast. Only a 10% chance of rain during the day, but then more of a likelihood of seeing some showers and possibly hearing a few rumbles of thunder by the time we get into our Tuesday night. Still going to be mild, too, with a high of 65 degrees. Small chance that we maybe have a few leftover showers early Wednesday as that system starts to move out. But we're only looking at around a 20% chance for the middle of the week. 60 degrees for a high on Wednesday, little bit cooler, and then lower 60s on Thursday, too. Should be pretty dry as we wrap up the work week with a high of 65 on Friday. Over the weekend, next chance for rainfall going to fall on Sunday as another system comes through. That's what's going to drop us from 68 on Saturday down to 61 on Sunday. Right now, we're at 41 degrees with fair skies and a light south wind at 3 miles an hour.
All right, sounds good. Another great day here. Start to the week anyway. Thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:13, Steve and 10 of the morning here on KNSS on this Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day. Beautiful day yesterday, as we said, 64 degrees high in Wichita. Normal high is 60, and it looks like we're going to have pretty much more of the same today, doesn't it, Ted? Wow. On this date in 1921, the remains of an unidentified American service member were interred in a tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery in a ceremony presided over by President Warren G. Harding. And it is something to see at Arlington. Mm-hmm. If you ever get the chance,
sure,
you got to see those. See that. Whew, something else.
Very stirring.
Very good. Yeah. Birthdays today. Demi Moore is it Demi or Demi? Demi Moore, 62. Do you know, in 1995, she was the world's highest paid actress?
Well, she was
big time. Yeah. Her accolades include nominations for a Primetime Emmy Award, 3 Golden Globe Awards, and some of her films, Ghost, A Few Good Men, Indecent Proposal.
G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane. Yeah, in mid-80s, mid-90s, she was...
Big time.
Big time.
She's still very photogenic.
Oh, yeah. She is. Let's see here. What do we got? Oh, new poll found the average American now spends 6 hours a day consuming content.
Whew.
That includes time spent on everything.
Well, you got 3 hours with Steve and Ted, so yeah, I don't know what people are doing with the other three.
Other three, they're probably just wasting them on somehow. Anyway, that includes streaming and using TikTok, reading books, and listening to the radio.
Well, it does include reading books. Okay.
Yeah. 6 hours means a full quarter of your life now spent watching and consuming stuff, including Steve and Ted.
I'm surprised it's that low. I figured it'd be about twice that in these modern times.
Yeah.
Because it seems like that's all people do.
If you don't count the hours you're sleeping, you're more than a third of your waking hours consuming content.
There you go.
Yeah. This is Steve and Ted
Show.
Well,
it's our constant thirst for knowledge and information.
Yeah. And entertainment. And
yeah, that's all. That's what we do.
This is Steve and Ted Show number 6,801. And keep going for a while, right? By the way, I wanted to bring it up that I talked about the cheerleading festival or whatever they call it at Heights. It's called the Heights Cheer Showcase. And they put it on it, and it was a great time. There was a lot of people there on a Saturday afternoon to see all the cheerleaders. And, of course, as I said, my granddaughter, Mary, is cheering again this year. Here's something that I don't think I've ever heard of this, but hundreds of Bolivian devotees have arrived at the municipal cemetery of La Paz carrying human skulls adorned with flowers for the Natitas Festival. Have you ever heard of this? It's a custom rooted in the Andean region, but not recognized by the Catholic Church. According to Bolivian belief, devotees ask Natitas for health, money, love, and other favors. And during the festival, people throw cocoa leaves and flowers at them and put cigarettes in their mouths, the skulls, okay?
Okay.
Some skulls are even decorated with sunglasses and hats. Some are kept in golden glass urns, others in shoe boxes decorated with flowers. Natitas.
So who is Natitas?
I guess the god of the skulls. I don't know, sure, but... Is that strange? South America's a strange place. I don't
know. Well, every country has their own.
I guess they do. We'll have our little quirks. Yeah. Saturday evening, I sat down at Savoots, one of our advertisers at a place that we go down then with my family. And I looked over there, and Hatman Jack's was there. So I got to see
another
Jack,
one of our advertisers.
Jack Kellogg took a selfie and talked with him for a little bit. And then pretty soon a guy came up and said, "Hey, remember me? Bernie." I said, "What? I know." He finally explained that he's the Brett, the guy who
And you're the one that nicknamed him Bernie.
Yeah.
And you don't even remember him?
Well, I remember him, but he doesn't look quite the same.
Okay.
He's a little larger. Let's put it that way. But not huge, but he's a bigger guy now. He's older. He was a young man when he was a salesperson for us. And for Thanksgiving, we have a party or something, and he brought his deep fat cooker to cook a turkey for mm-hmm. us. And he set it up right outside the building there. And
they're at 21st and Woodlawn at the Brittany Center.
And it somehow tipped over.
Yeah, something went wrong.
And the grease.
And there was a small mushroom cloud visible for a mile or two.
And the grease started the building on fire.
Yeah.
And he said, he told me last Saturday, he said, "So I ran into the kitchen because I knew there was a bunch of flour in there for some reason. Somebody was doing something with flour. He took a big scoop out there and he put it out with flour."
Oh. That's resourceful.
I think the fire department showed up. Anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, there were plenty of fire trucks.
So how do you explain to me? I said, "Bernie, yeah."
So from then on, you called him Bernie.
I called him Bernie. He calls himself Bernie now.
Do you know his real name?
Brett something.
Okay, you do know his name is Brett. All right.
I can't remember his last name. He was a fun guy.
And then for several weeks afterwards, there was a big black scorch mark on the side of the building at Brittany Center until they repainted it.
Well, we had an interesting Saturday night, didn't we? What do you got, Jad?
Some quick research. Natitas isn't a person.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
That's just the word for skull.
Oh, okay. Just bring a skull and you can get in
free.
Yeah. All right.
Bizarre.
See? The quest for information.
Yeah.
Jad, right there with it.
Big payoff, right?
Huge payoff.
Steve and Ted of the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time again with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right. How about this one? Pro football action yesterday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium. The first place undefeated Kansas City Chiefs hosting their division rival, the Denver Broncos, who beat the Chiefs the last time they played last season in Denver. But back to Arrowhead, where the Broncos had lost 8 years in a row. Although yesterday it looked like the Broncos might snap that streak. The Broncos had a 14-3 lead in the second quarter, but had trouble scoring after that. The Chiefs made a go-ahead field goal with 6 minutes to go. But then the Broncos used up that final 6 minutes, all except 1 second of it, driving down the field to try to hit the potential game-winning 35-yard field goal. Chip shot in the NFL. Should be able to get that done pretty easily. But we're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs right here. Mitch Holtis with the call right here on 98.7 and 1330 KOKN. But first, before we get to the end of the game, I want to talk about the Chiefs' defense that just completely shut down the Broncos in the final 36 minutes of the game.
Trotman, that's Javonte Williams as the running back. Trotman is a tight end. Flex just outside the right tackle. Chiefs sell out blitz. Nick's back to throw, being chased by Bolton. Sacked all the way back at the 36-yard line. And I mean, they made the fire call because all of the fire trucks were coming out of the fire station. It's a loss of 20. The Marines would be proud of that sack. A loss of 20 yards, and that will be the final play of the third quarter.
All right. So the Broncos couldn't get into the end zone the entire second half. All right, now let's go to that final play of the game. 1 second left on the clock. The Broncos with a chip shot field goal to win it.
35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper. Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal. Kansas City's going to win this game 16-14. An incredible way to win this game. The Kansas City Chiefs are 9-0, tying a franchise record. As Will Lutz's field goal blocked.
Now,
was it Leo Chenal? He blocked the PAT, remember, in Super Bowl 58. It's Chenal. He had Karlaftis right on his back. Leo Chenal. Leo Chenal with the blocked field goal. And Kansas City wins 16-14. Grantsburg, Wisconsin. Be proud of your native son, because on this day that we honor the United States Marine Corps, it was a Marine play facing defeat, and he gets victory with a blocked field goal.
How about that? The Chiefs now 9-0, 15-game winning streak. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid talks about Leo Chenal with the block.
Leo gets a credit. He's a guy that gets no credit, and he does all these things for us defensively and on special teams, and always seems to come up with a big play somewhere. In one of the phases, he shows up.
How about that? The Chiefs with another win. They're now 9-0 on the season. Wichita State volleyball team on the road yesterday. A sweep on the road in New Orleans. Beat Tulane 3-0. Morgan Stout, the senior from Nickerson, 18 kills. And Izzy Strand dishing out 40 assists. Alyssa Gonzalez with a .500 attack percentage. Hey, that's the seventh road win of the season for Shocker Volleyball. They're in a good third place right now in the American Conference standings. At Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment, caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
Keep it here for a house call for health. One generation spends too much time sitting down. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Veterans Day, 43 degrees. Congress is back from its pre-election recess, but there are still campaigns being waged.
Republicans will take control of the Senate next year, returning to the majority for the first time in 4 years. But Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell, who has led the conference since 2007, is stepping aside, opening up a leadership fight. Senate Republicans are expected to vote for their new leader Wednesday in a secret ballot election. McConnell's number two, South Dakota Senator John Thune, is facing Texas Senator John Cornyn and Florida Senator Rick Scott in the leadership contest. Whoever prevails will need to usher through President-elect Trump's agenda in a narrowly divided Senate. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Police are investigating a shooting that left three teenage boys critically injured in northeast Wichita. That was Friday night in the 1200 block of North Holyoke. Investigators say a dark sedan pulled up to the three teens. Someone then got out of the car, shot the teenagers, and drove off. All three currently hospitalized in critical but stable condition, and they are expected to survive.
The Wichita City Council has purchased portable restroom facilities to install at two of the city's public parks. City Councilman Dalton Glasscock says this is a wild overreach of government spending.
Each one of these is $258,000. Do you know what the average home price in Wichita is? $197,000.
Yeah, yeah.
The average Wichitan is living in a house that is less expensive than what we spent on porta potty.
Councilman Dalton Glasscock was a guest Sunday evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
The average prices for gasoline fell another 4 cents during the last couple of weeks. New national average price of $3.15 a gallon. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices could fall a little bit more.
We have low stocks, but we also have demand shrinking as it always does all the way down through January. And luckily, the Hurricane Rafael did not do significant damage to the industry. We may have a little more downdrift in the price.
Tulsa paying the lowest local average, $2.52 a gallon. The San Francisco area paying the highest at $4.65.
President Biden is set to meet with his Israeli counterpart. More from Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
President Biden is set to meet with Israel's president at the White House this week. They're expected to discuss the ongoing wars in both Gaza and Lebanon. The meeting comes as the IDF launches new airstrikes in both regions. Dozens were reportedly killed on Sunday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has spoken with President-elect Trump three different times since his re-election last week. He confirms they're fully aligned on addressing the threat posed by Iran.
This comes after Qatar announced it would step down from its mediation role in the ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas, but says they're not exiting the negotiations. Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Enjoy a mild Monday, mostly sunny skies, possibly a few clouds around at times. After another chilly start this morning, mild high of 67 degrees, northwest wind switching out of the southeast, going to be light, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now clear, 43 degrees, northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34 here on Veterans Day, and it's time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys this morning, and how was your weekend?
Good.
We had a great weekend. How about you? Do you have another busy weekend?
Of course. It's in Wichita, of course, so there's lots to do. Started off the weekend at the Child Advocacy Center fundraiser, where I learned that more than 2,000 children were served last year, and a large majority were little girls. 79% were victims of sexual abuse and 15% physical abuse. And then on Saturday, had the opportunity to celebrate our veterans with the American Legion breakfast and met some young Marines there who were so outstanding. These young people were between the ages of 8 years old and above, but they were young adults. They told me that what they learned is self-discipline and that everything that they have, they earn, and that they don't sit still. So they were serving coffee and orange juice to the guests there. After that, I went over to Councilmember Glasscock's district, where he held a Veterans Town Hall at Oxford Vista, and then attended the Veterans Day Parade, walked in that, and then had the opportunity to address the community alongside Senator Marshall, who came down for the parade, and then ended the night at Cuffs versus Axis, the charity boxing event that benefits police and fire foundations, as well as FIA Boxing, which is a group that helps at-risk youth. And then on Sunday, last night, I had the great opportunity to watch this movie, and I really encourage people to do this. It's called The Sound of Hope, the Possum Trot story of a church community that adopted the most difficult kiddos in the foster care system in Texas. And here in Wichita, there's a movement right now, and the website is called careforeveryfamily.com that is trying to help reduce the number of kiddos getting into the foster care system, because right now there are more than 1,300 local children in state custody. And if you know about statistics in the U.S., 50% of homeless and 60% of child sex trafficking victims have spent time in the foster care system in America. So this is a problem that we all together can help. And Possum Trot was a reminder that the faith community can really do that and help with that role.
All right. Busy weekend.
Yes.
Wow. Another one for you. Hey, we've got a we don't have a meeting, city council meeting tomorrow, I don't think. But there is one on the 19th, and I believe you're going to be talking about parking plan options. They have five of them now, I guess.
Yes, correct. So tomorrow there will not be a city council meeting. That is because a majority of the council will be attending the National League of Cities conference in Florida. And so because most of the council will be gone, we won't have a meeting this week. But the agenda for November 19th is already online. This is something that's new. This is something that I asked the city manager to do, to have a preview agenda 2 weeks in advance so that we can be working more efficiently and also have greater transparency with community to see what's ahead 2 weeks in advance so you can plan. And so on November 19th at 6 p.m., we will have our fourth and final evening meeting of the year. And that is going to be, again, at 6 o'clock at City Hall. And the main topic will be downtown parking. And the five plans that are presented to us so far, they have been presented to community at two different events. and three options have some sort of paid parking that is new. Option D is a status quo option if we don't do anything. And then option E is a hybrid where only paid parking would be in the downtown area that is more managed, whereas Delano and Old Town would not have that parking management. So what I want to hear from community is, do you think the management system is working or not? So the management system is, can you find a parking spot when you need it in front of a business? Or do you already have to walk a distance? Tell us what you think about the parking management as it currently is. Does it need to be improved?
All right.
Maybe it's a good thing you don't have a meeting this week after you had that. Didn't you have a 10-hour meeting last week?
We sure did. We had a 9 a.m. to 7:04 p.m. meeting on election day. So thank goodness for early voting. We all had the opportunity to vote before we got to city council. But it was a very long meeting because there were 14 different items that we had to talk about, again, because there's no council meeting this week. And so it was a very lengthy meeting, unfortunately. But we also allocated a lot of the remaining federal dollars. As you know, COVID-19, there were lots of federal grants that were handed down to cities, and about $72 million was given to the city of Wichita to help with COVID relief, and about 22 was still remaining to be allocated. So we talked about those allocations at the last meeting, including a new initiative for healthy food corners, as well as the violence interrupters or cure violence program. And then aside from those, we talked about what you said earlier, which are downtown bathrooms. Right now, there is a contract that got passed, voted down by three members, Councilmember Glasscock, Councilmember J.D. Johnston, and myself voted that down. But everybody else voted for these two downtown bathrooms and one hydration station for a total of $531,878.
I have a question about the weather's been so pretty lately, but it's going to start turning cold pretty quick. Where are we on the Mac homeless shelter right now? Is everything going smoothly there?
Yes. That was another thing that we talked about at the last meeting. Humankind Ministries has now been granted the opportunity to manage the emergency winter shelter, which will open up on November 28th. So once November 28th hits, there will be an emergency winter shelter that will be open 24/7, and it will not close. But the contract with Humankind ends on March 31st. But beyond that, the Multi-Agency Center, or MAC, will take over. So we will, in Wichita, have a 24/7 shelter starting November 28th.
And that's at the former Park Elementary School on what, North Market?
Is it Maine?
Maine? Okay. One of those M streets, right, Ted? Okay. All
so
right.
Main
go ahead.
Street and 9th.
There you go.
So Main Street and 9th has a lot of different resources. As you know, Breakthrough Club is there. And about three blocks away is Humankind Ministries. And just a few more blocks away, you have the hospital. So we have lots of resources within a walking distance of the multi-agency center. But the idea of a multi-agency center is that these resources will be housed in one location. At least a representative of those organizations can connect with these individuals to help them, uplift them to the next level of housing, which I believe is transitional housing. Then you move an individual over to some sort of subsidized housing, and then hopefully someday they can get into independent housing. That is the goal. The goal is to really uplift individuals and empower them to change their lives.
All right, there. Hey, thanks for being with us, and I guess we'll check with you again next Monday morning.
That's right. We'll see you next Monday.
All right.
Thank you.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, Mondays with the Mayor, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update on the way. Bombardier is hosting a safety seminar this week. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 7:47 here on this Monday morning, Veterans Day. Three big things.
Three.
Two people dead, two injured in a crash on the Kansas Turnpike south of Hayesville.
Two.
One man dead after a shooting on the patio of a North Wichita bar.
One.
Five people dead after Wichita shooting spree. That shooter apparently committed suicide. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And, of course, we mentioned that fatal traffic accident on the Kansas Turnpike. Turnpike still closed northbound at Mulvane due to that accident, so you will have to take the detour. You want to avoid that if you can. We're also starting to see just a little bit of a backup this morning in the road construction. Slow-moving traffic northbound I-235 approaching I-135. But for the most part today on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, you're just not seeing some very heavy traffic volumes out there today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 68 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 44. And then for Tuesday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 66 degrees. Now clear sky, northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. 43 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. Open Tuesday through Saturday at the Clock Tower in Delano. For the largest selection of Western hats, fedoras, and caps, see the experts at Hatman Jack's. The number of first-time home buyers has decreased, especially young buyers.
According to the National Association of Realtors' 2024 profile of home buyers and sellers, just 24% of buyers in the housing market purchased their first home. That's the lowest level since the NAR first conducted the survey back in 1981. Typically, first-time buyers are about 40% of the market. The report paints a picture of a home buying market that is graying, getting wealthier, and increasingly paying in cash. The average age of buyers, 56 years, up from 49 last year. First-time buyers were 38 on average, up from 36 in last year's survey. Repeat buyers were 61.
Fox Business reporter Jerry Willis. Wall Street closed out its best week of the year Friday.
The major averages finishing higher and at record closes. Both the Dow and S&P 500 delivered their best weekly performance of the year. Among the S&P 500 sectors, tech was the worst performer, while energy gained. And shares of NVIDIA fell 1% after notching a record close on Thursday and making it the first company in history to reach a market capitalization of $3.6 trillion. NVIDIA, along with paintmaker Sherwin-Williams, joined the Dow. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Salesforce, and United Health Group, the Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Amazon, and Microsoft. The Dow up 260 points, S&P 500 higher by 22, NASDAQ up 17. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, a staple annual aerospace industry conference returns to downtown Wichita this week. Bombardier's Safety Stand Down Seminar for aviation professionals. It runs from tomorrow, the 12th, into the 14th at the Hyatt Regency. It'll feature knowledge-based training through speakers, workshops, other learning opportunities. It's free to attend for anyone in the industry, including pilots, crew members, maintenance teams, managers, others, no matter the type of aircraft they work on or operate. In a news release, Bombardier said it expected more than 400 people to attend in person, while hundreds more across the globe will take part via webcast.
A long-standing Wichita clothing store located at Bradley Fair has changed ownership in August. Natalie Nabut, a dentist who came to Wichita in 2017, said she signed a deal to become the owner of boutique women's clothing store Nouveau in Bradley Fair. She officially took over the store, a more than 2,000-square-foot store between Sur La Table and Yaya's Euro Bistro, last week from previous owner Barbara Mann. Nouveau specializes in providing a mix of sophisticated and casual apparel, shoes, jewelry, and other accessories from brands based in the U.S. and Europe. Store has been open in Wichita for 40 years. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning, 7:52. And today is Ted National Sundae Day, bringing a celebration to ice cream lovers across the country.
Oh, that's Sundae.
Yeah,
D-A-E.
Sundae. A-E, okay. Yeah. Enjoy one of our every flavor and Bring its friend. An ice cream sundae typically consists of one or two scoops of ice cream topped with syrup or sauce. Sundae is often topped with whipped cream, maraschino cherry, sprinkles, pineapple, or a variety of other toppings. There are different kinds of sundaes, but why not have one today? Celebrate Veterans Day with, go out and have a sundae. What do you think? Sounds like a good job. Good thing to do. Stephen 10 in the morning here on 7:52 on a Veterans Day, and what a busy morning. They've got this terrible crash down on the south side on the turnpike down there. We've got two or three shootings to tell you about. This is quite a weekend.
Fatal shootings.
Yeah.
Got multiple people dead.
Yeah.
And it's now extended into Monday.
Now, there we go. Starting off the week kind of on a nasty note. I just wanted to mention really quickly that on Friday, I attended a funeral for a friend named John Tarrant. And if any of you know who Johnny Tarrant was, he was the owner of Quick Print here in town. But before that, he was a broadcaster. He used to do on the radio, he did the Friends University football and basketball games. Of course, I attended Friends University for a while. And mm-hmm. John was also an alumni of Wichita West. So we went to the same schools together and whatnot. And so I knew him and I knew his wife, Susie, before him. But John passed away the other day and he had a pretty good sized funeral. I ran into people that I hadn't seen for years and it was good to see them there paying our respects for a guy, fine guy. John was just a great guy. And he ran into two guys I used to play basketball with in high school and a guy who was a manager of a radio station when I was there. So, I mean, and the list goes on and on. But anyway, yeah, John Tarrant was great. It was, of course, a Catholic service, and it was great to see people out there paying their respects. All right, Ted, let's go ahead with the show goes on. The 8 o'clock hour just around the corner. Mm-hmm. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Got a lot planned for you this morning. We will bring you up to date on the five people dead after that shooting spree in South Wichita. I'm going to tell you about that. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, once again, down to the very final 1 second of the game for the Kansas City Chiefs. And we've got highlights you will not want to miss coming up in sports.
Yeah, plus entertainment news. The Blur's coming up, too.
Yeah, coming out of the weekend, we'll get you all your entertainment news in the Blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have holiday traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.